Welcome to the Rapid Learning Audio Tutorial on Logic. Learning Objectives. After completing this tutorial, you will be able to define logic, determine the truth value of a conditional statement, recognize variations of a conditional statement, and define Boolean algebra. Logic Concept Map. The concept map will show how material that is new in this tutorial relates to previously learned material. The study of logic involves conditional statements. Conditional statements are made up of a hypothesis and a conclusion. Variations on conditional statements include the converse, inverse, and contrapositive. The study of logic also involves Boolean algebra, which involves laws and Venn diagrams. The first section will introduce conditional statements. Definition: Logic. Logic is the science that investigates the rules controlling reliable inference. This branch of science involves special vocabulary, notation, and methodology for determining what is true and false. Logic is used to construct formal proofs in all branches of mathematics. Definition: Conditional statement. A conditional statement is a statement that can be put in the form if P, then Q. Here are three examples of conditional statements. 1. If Larry gets 18 questions correct on the final exam, then his final grade will be a B. 2. If it is a leap year, then there are 366 days in the year. And 3. If it is hot outside, then the consumption of ice cream increases. Parts of a conditional. A conditional statement has two parts. The part that follows if is the hypothesis. The part that follows then is the conclusion. Use an equal sign with an arrow on the end to represent a conditional statement. This symbol also translates to implies. Example: Hypothesis and Conclusion. Identify the hypothesis and conclusion of the statement. If it is a weekday, then the office is open. Solution: The hypothesis is what follows if. The conclusion is what follows then. Therefore, the hypothesis is it is a weekday. The conclusion is the office is open. Definition: Truth value. A truth value tells whether a conditional statement is true or false. Example 1. If a polygon has three sides, then it is a triangle. The truth value for this statement is true. Example 2. If there are two people in front of Danny in a line, then Danny is fourth in line. The truth value for this statement is false. Danny is third in line. Definition: Counterexample. A counterexample is used to prove a conditional statement is false. The counterexample will show the hypothesis is true and the conclusion is false. Example: If you are in Paris, then you are in France. A counterexample is the city of Paris, Illinois, is in the United States, not France. Definition: necessary condition. If we say that P is a necessary condition for Q, we mean that if we don't have P, then we won't have Q. Or put differently, without P, you won't have Q. To say that P is a necessary condition for Q does not mean that P guarantees Q. For example, air is a necessary condition for human life. Without air, a human cannot breathe. However, just because there is air does not automatically mean a human has life. Definition: sufficient condition. If we say that P is a sufficient condition for Q, then we mean that if we have P, we know that Q must follow. In other words, P guarantees Q. For example, a sufficient condition for getting from home to work each day is having a chauffeured limo ride. The limo ride is sufficient, but not necessary. The next section will discuss variations on conditional statements. Definition: converse. The converse of the conditional statement, if P then Q, is the conditional, if Q then P. Example: if a polygon has three sides, then it is a triangle. The converse would be, if a polygon is a triangle, then it has three sides. Truth value and converse. The truth value of the converse of a conditional statement is not always the same as the original statement. Example: if an animal is a turtle, then it is a reptile. This statement is true. The converse would be, if an animal is a reptile, then it is a turtle. The converse statement is false. Example: converse. Write the converse of this statement. If you are in the city of Los Angeles, then you are in the state of California. Solution: the converse of the statement is, if you are in the state of California, then you are in the city of Los Angeles. Though the truth value of the conditional statement is true, the truth value of the converse is false. Definition: negation. A negation gives the opposite meaning of the original statement. By definition, the negation of a conditional statement has the opposite truth value. Use a tilde to represent the negation of a conditional statement. Example: given the statement, the sky is blue, the negation would be, the sky is not blue. Definition: inverse. The inverse of the conditional statement, if P then Q, is the conditional, if not P, then not Q. Find the inverse of a conditional statement by replacing the hypothesis and conclusion with their negations. There is no set rule for the truth value of an inverse. Some conditional statements may have the same truth value as their inverse, others may not. Example: inverse. Write the inverse of this statement. If the sum of the measures of two angles is 90 degrees, then the two angles are complements. Solution. Find the inverse of a conditional statement by replacing the hypothesis and conclusion with their negations. If the sum of the measures of two angles is not 90 degrees, then the two angles are not complements. Definition: contrapositive. The contrapositive of the conditional statement, if P, then Q, is the conditional, if not Q, then not P. A conditional statement and its contrapositive always have the same truth value. Example: if a number is a whole number, then it is an integer. The contrapositive is if a number is not an integer, then it is not a whole number. Example: contrapositive. Write the contrapositive of this statement. If the sum of the measures of two angles is 90 degrees, then the two angles are complements. Solution. The contrapositive of the conditional statement, if P, then Q, is the conditional, if not Q, then not P. Therefore, the contrapositive of this conditional statement is if two angles are not complements, then the sum of the measures of the two angles is not 90 degrees. Example: conditional statement. Choose the inverse of this statement. If a point has negative coordinates, then it is in the third quadrant. A. If a point is in the third quadrant, then it has negative coordinates. B. If a point does not have negative coordinates, then it is not in the third quadrant. Or C. If a point is not in the third quadrant, then it does not have negative coordinates. Find the inverse of a conditional statement by replacing the hypothesis and conclusion with their negations. Therefore, the inverse of the statement is choice B. Definition: conjunction. A conjunction is two statements combined with the word A. Use the upward caret symbol to represent a conjunction. A conjunction is only true if both of the original statements are true. Otherwise, the conjunction is false. Definition: disjunction. A disjunction is two statements combined with the word or. Use the downward caret symbol to represent a disjunction. A disjunction is true if at least one of the original statements is true. Example: conjunction versus disjunction. Which statement is a conjunction? A. The leaves are green. B. It is springtime. C. The leaves are green, or it is springtime. Or D. The leaves are green and it is springtime. The correct answer is choice D, because the two statements are joined using the word and. Definition: truth table. A truth table shows the truth values of the hypothesis, conclusion, and some of the related statements. An example of a truth table for if P then Q is given. When both P and Q are true, the conjunction and disjunction are true. When P is true and Q is false, the conjunction is false and the disjunction is true. When P is false and Q is true, the conjunction is false and the disjunction is true. When both P and Q are false, the conjunction and disjunction are false. Example, truth table. If an angle has a positive measure less than 90 degrees, then it is an acute angle. Determine if the statement is true for the diagram. Solution. The truth value of the conditional statement is true. The angle in the diagram measures 75 degrees. 75 degrees is positive and less than 90 degrees. Therefore, the angle in the diagram is an acute angle. The statement is true for the diagram. The final section will discuss Boolean algebra. Definition: Boolean algebra. Boolean algebra is the algebra of logic. It is a symbolic representation of statements that are either true or false. There are three basic Boolean operators: AND, represented by the upward caret, OR, represented by the downward caret, NOT, represented by a tilde. Laws of Boolean algebra. Some laws of Boolean algebra given elements A, B, and C are the associative law. A, or the disjunction B or C, is the same as the disjunction of A and B or C. The associative law also holds for conjunctions. The commutative law. A or B is the same as B or A. Likewise, A and B is the same as B and A. The distributive law. A and the disjunction B or C is the same as the disjunction A and B or A and C. A or the conjunction B and C is the same as the conjunction A or B and A or C. The identity law. A or A is the same as A. Likewise, A and A is the same as A. The law of complements. A or not A is 1 or true. A and not A is 0 or false. Lastly, De Morgan's law states the negation of the disjunction A or B is the same as the negation of A and the negation of B. Also, the negation of the conjunction A and B is the same as the negation of A or the negation of B. Example, Boolean algebra. Simplify the expression. The disjunction A or B and the negation of the disjunction C or D, or the disjunction A or B and the disjunction C or D. Solution. Use the distributive law to get the disjunction A or B and the disjunction C or D and its negation. Use the complements law to get the disjunction A or B and 1. Simplify to get the disjunction A or B. Definition: Venn diagram. A Venn diagram is a visual organizer consisting of two or more overlapping circles. The circles represent similarities and differences between concrete concepts. Constructing a Venn diagram. To construct a Venn diagram, 1. Identify the concepts being compared. 2. List the similarities and differences of the concepts. 3. Draw and label a circle for each concept with appropriate overlapping for similarities. And 4. List the common characteristics of concepts in the overlapping areas. List unique characteristics in the non-overlapping areas. Venn diagrams and Boolean algebra. In a Venn diagram, the intersection of sets A and B is the overlap of the two sets. The union of the sets includes everything in both sets. Example: Venn diagrams. Use a Venn diagram to represent the statement: Some cars have only two doors. Let U be the universal set of all vehicles. Let C be the set of all cars, and T be the set of all two-door vehicles. The intersection of sets C and T represents the given statement. The related Boolean expression is the conjunction C and T. Summary. Logic is the study of the rules governing inference. A conditional statement can be written in the form if P, then Q. A conditional statement contains a hypothesis and a conclusion. Variations of conditional statements include the converse, inverse, and contrapositive. Boolean algebra is the algebra of logic. Good job! You have successfully completed the tutorial on logic. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.